This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows, 3,000 other places. You could be, why you would want to do that, I don't know. But, you know, that you could be watching or listening to or what have you, and you've chosen us, and I greatly appreciate that very much. More than you know. And, again, lots of crazy stuff going on. You know, there's so much I want to hit on. But I love where now you've got a bunch of Democrat governors that are rushing to do lockdowns again, that are rushing to impose COVID mandates again. And the numbers don't prove it out. You know, first of all, I want you to think logically about something. First and foremost, kids are going back to school. People are going back to work, or we're going back to work. I'll put it that way. More and more of them they have to be checked for COVID. Now, some are going to say, well, see, but at least we found out they have it. Yeah, but they're asymptomatic. They could have got it a million different ways. They don't have the full-blown flu, so to speak, okay, or the virus. So they've got it. They're asymptomatic. They probably don't know anything about it, and they'll be gone in no time. So the other thing I found out, if you get tested once a week for 4 weeks, they add four numbers to positive COVID testing. Four. From one person. That skews the numbers right there and then. And again, now that more people are going back to school, more testing is required. People going back to work, more testing is required. State of California, you either have to be vaccinated or you have to be tested every week. So, how does this make any sense? Get the bigger picture. Get out of your own world and get the bigger picture here. That doesn't make any sense at all in the least. And then take it further, with the job situation. You've got people that are making more money on unemployment than they would make having a job. That's number one. Then they got to leave their house. They got to go to work. If they don't get vaccinated, then they have to have the, they got to get checked again. Who wants to be checked that often? They're making it almost impossible or extremely hard for anybody to want to go to work or want to get involved. Do you know what I mean? So, please, encourage your local businesses to open back up, push back. COVID is going to be with us now. Any way you cut this, COVID is going to be with us for a long time. Just like the flu. It's never going to really go away. So we're going to stay locked down forever? We're going to stay masked forever? No. No, it makes no sense. Don't let them do it to us. And you got, and they're mostly Democrat mayors across the country. And you need to do your own work, okay? There's CDC COVID sites. There's other sites out there that tell you how many people get it a day, how many people are hospitalized a day. I said it the other day, and I wasn't trying to be funny, and I wasn't just repeating stuff I heard before. I wanted you to think. All right, I mean, again, if maybe if cancer runs in your family, it's something that you have more of a propensity to get. Do you start taking chemotherapy before anything shows up? Or do you just get tested more often? Or do you just keep doing healthy things? I mean, there is such thing as preventative medicine. I get it. But you're going to just randomly, you know, do chemo to make sure you don't get. This is crazy. With what they got you doing with between the vaccines and the masks and the distancing and everything else. And like I said, I wasn't joking. It's not gonna end anytime soon. So you might as well either push back. I'm not telling you to beat on anybody. I'm not telling you to get violent. All right? Just nuts. And you need to bring we need to bring sanity to the table. Oh, here's... God, I shouldn't laugh about this. This is like, you know, I do it on my Facebook page from time to time, my personal Facebook page. I like to do Mother of the Year, Father of the Year, that kind of stuff. I mean, this is really cool stuff out there that parents do for their kids. This one may not fit into that. So, apparently there's a mom that's been arrested in Oklahoma after she threw a party for her pregnant 12-year-old daughter who was having an affair with a 24-year-old man. Now, no country jokes. This isn't funny. It's not cool. The girl whose name they have not released, or mom, for that matter, they picked up the mom and the daughter at the hospital while the daughter was in labor. And I'm thinking to myself, are you for real? You were okay with the 23-year-old and 12-year-old being together? And the Mother of the Year award does not go to. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, and just, look, just get informed. You know, that's my biggest pet peeve, right? I hate when people start spewing off, they've done no homework, and all they did was read the headline from the last Twitter feed. Do a little bit of work. Won't kill you, and you'll sound so much smarter than them. We always want to sound smarter than them, right? I mean, you'd agree with me on that. Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a former campaign and public affairs consultant and editor at redstate.com. And Scott, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. As always, a pleasure.
Yeah, you know what, Scott, I love your ability to, you know, I won't say manipulate, but understand numbers and how they come in. And the other night I was doing I did all the Arizona numbers. I ran through them. line by line, and I said, this is like a mafia could have done a better job at this, in my humble opinion. And when you look, I think I might have some of these numbers mixed up, but 11,000 votes, early voting was, in October. They had people that had voted, registered to vote after the early voting date and then cast their votes. They had 18,000 people who casted their votes, and their votes were, they were listed as registered voters on November 7th, but disappeared on December 4th. There was, this was just constant as to what was going on there. And I think it was close to 73,000 votes that were, the state can't prove that they actually sent them out. However, they did get them back. And I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version, obviously. But that's a hellacious level of cheating going on.
Right.
And? Do you believe it?
The issue that I have with it that really frustrates me with the vast majority of it, this idea the media comes out that there was some sort of mandate that Biden won by. In reality, Biden won by a lesser margin than Trump won in 2016. We're talking about three states, and we're talking about 40,000 votes. I mean, when we're really getting down to it, we're talking about Georgia, we're talking about Wisconsin, and we're talking about Arizona. And without those states, Joe Biden loses and Trump wins. And again, those same states were very close again in 2016, but Trump won. And again, the whole talk was always, well, it was just such a close margin. Trump won by, just a little bit. Well, Biden won by even less. And my whole point with all the audits is, what would be a better way for the left to dunk on Trump and the right than allowing for the audits? Not just allowing for them, advocating for them. You know what, guys? You're right. We should audit every vote. We should make sure that it was secure. And when we show that we actually legitimately won, we'll never let you live it down. For the next 30 years, all we're going to talk about is how you tried to steal election, calling it fraud, but it never was. But here they are hiding behind this idea that, like, well, no, we can't do an audit because why? Because it might prove something that you don't like, a result that you aren't kosher with. This has always been about trying to pull the wool over over our eyes. Yep. And it's never been about what is legitimate, what is right, what is correct. And it's extremely frustrating to a guy like myself who does nothing but look at numbers all day, because you have to, in my pieces that came out after the election, I was going, wait, how does Biden lose one area by 38 points over Obama and then win an area 7 miles away by 14? It doesn't make any sense. You don't have these 50-point swings district to district.
No.
And it's extremely frustrating because you want to say, hey, guys, I have a question here. And the left says, well, by even questioning it, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a Sidney Powell follower. And it's like, no, I just have questions I want answers to.
But Scott, they've questioned this in the past. They've questioned several. They seem to have forgotten. They have selective recall. They seem to have forgotten that they've questioned several elections in the past, too. And they were just doing the constitutional thing, right?
Right. Well, if you look at 2000, we had the same thing. 2004, same thing. 2008, of course, that was legitimate, right? Because Obama won. Obama won, and there was no really talk about it. No Republicans came out and said, hey, there's something fishy going on here. We legitimately knew that Barack Obama out-campaigned, even though most of it was spoofy, cupcakes and free stuff. But, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
The thing that really frustrates me ultimately is that any time Republicans win, Democrats immediately throw out the idea that there was some sort of cheating. I mean, did we not deal with 4 years, literally 4 years of hearings about Russiagate and, oh, Russia stole the election and all the rest of it. And yet we have one question about how does more people in a district vote than are registered? And people say, oh, you're racist for questioning that.
Yeah,
it's garbage.
Just take it to the basics, and let's get something straight. I don't think you believe this either, but they're not going to march Joey B. out of the White House. Okay, this is not going to happen. And the Constitution doesn't have a remedy for this. But the bottom line is, if you can show If we can truly show, if we keep our sanity about us, and we truly show how they cheated, we truly show how they made it happen, and I guarantee, I believe, we can get the American people behind us to shore up the election process. This is not about necessarily about removing Joey V, but putting it in their faces and say, look, we told you you cheated, you said you didn't, how do you get... Where are the records from the state that show 73,000 mail-out ballots or mail-in ballots that went out to these people? There aren't any records.
Right.
They can't be found. Oh, did you mistakenly burn them or delete them off of something? I mean, seriously.
Right.
So I think that's the upside, right?
It's a question about these discrepancies. You and I aren't saying 100% that it was fraud. What we're saying is, what the hell is it? Was it if it wasn't? Where did these records go? All we want to know is, can you tell us where these records came from?
Yep.
And if there's a legitimate place and they all voted, we'd all sit back and go, we got our tails handed to us.
Yep.
But it's this idea that we can't ask the question. And again, the reason why we can't ask this question, you both know, you and I both know, what's the result if it does come out that fraud did occur? Well, then everyone's going to be asking for a remedy. Now, what's the remedy to that? Voter ID, voter protection laws. Yeah. The things that they've been railing are racist, sexist, and homophobic are all just ways of preventing this from occurring in the future. So the reason why they're fighting it so hard is that if we do discover that there is source fraud, and let's just say that we're talking about 15,000 votes in an entire state, well, that flips Arizona. 15,000 yep. votes goes a long way in Georgia.
Yep.
15,000 votes goes a long way in Wisconsin. And we're talking about a small, tiny percentage of the total people that voted. And if we can't ask the questions, then they dang well better have some pretty good explanations so we don't have to ask them. And they're devoid of them. Again, look at who controls a lot of these counties and stuff.
Agreed. And we'll talk more about that. I mean, the DOJ is now threatening them about the audit. You know,
right.
Something's up. We'll be back in a few
right.
minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show after this.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says coronavirus cases are going up in states with low vaccination rates. He says medical experts predict
the cases will go up further
before they start to come back down.
Millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, social distancing, and other new rules.
Right now, too many people are dying. We're watching someone they love dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated, if I just, it's heartbreaking.
The president is also directing the Defense Department to look into adding the coronavirus shot to the list of required vaccinations for members of the military. The recent spike in coronavirus cases is tied to the Delta variant in people who are not vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a former campaign and public affairs consultant. He is an editor at redstate.com. And again, thanks for being with me, Scott.
No problem whatsoever. Glad to be here.
So we're talking about the voter fraud, voter irregularities, as they've been calling them. You really do feel like you're in a mafia-run village in this country as of late. Here's the DOJ, the Department of Justice, now threatening not just the Republican Party, but those involved with the Arizona recount. I mean, you couldn't be any more You couldn't be any more transparent than these people were being, with cameras all over the place. Security people from two and three, two parties, sometimes independents or what have you, in and out of the room watching what was going on. You really couldn't be any more transparent than that, and yet the DOJ has a problem with this. What are they afraid of?
Well, it's what I've always been saying all along about the audits and recalls. It's like, and the recounts is what do you have to be afraid of? Seriously, and again, what would be a bigger way of dunking on the right than saying, hey, we went through your whole sham of an audit and recount, and we still won. So you guys suck. You didn't pull it off, ha ha ha, and they would dunk on us again in four years over it.
I agree.
But
go ahead.
Right, but now they can't be honest about it. They can't be forthcoming, and now of course now having the DOJ flex on it is like, what law are they breaking? You know, you can't just send your attack dogs out like they did against Trump, and they're now threatening to do against Republicans in Arizona and other places. They're demanding, recounts and audits.
Yep.
What are you flexing over? What law did they break?
And it's more transparent, frankly, than anything the Democrats have done. Look at, somebody needs to do a commercial side by side, and one of them needs to be the Arizona audit, and the one in the next one, I think it was, Pennsylvania or Georgia, wherever it was, where they were actually putting cardboard up in the windows where they weren't allowing the people
Michigan.
To see what was going on. Where was that?
Michigan, Detroit.
All right, Michigan. Put it up. Say,
yeah.
I'm sorry, which one is transparent? Will we define transparency for me so we understand what the baseline is?
I wanted to say, like, you know, would this make everyone feel comfortable for conducting this audit at 4 o'clock in the morning with no witnesses? I mean, that's it. Would that make everyone more comfortable in the Democrat Party? Would it be okay if we just, like, said, you know what, how about 4:30 in the morning when no one's here, we're going to conduct the audit, and then we'll give you the results, and if you question those, you're a racist, sexist, homophobe.
There you go. Yeah. And, by the way, anybody want to help us put up the cardboard? I mean,
right. Well, hey, can someone grab the suitcase of ballots rolling in here?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so blatantly hypocritical. It's so blatantly double standard. And again, what would you expect from Democrats?
I mean, Scott, you know what it reminds me of, though? Seriously, you see these clips of these people, especially here in California, running into stores and running out with garbage bags full of stuff. They're running out with shopping carts because they know what the law is. And under $940, for those of you who don't know, if they get caught, they get a ticket. But there's no charges. None of these people are bringing charges against them. It's no different with the Democrats. Look at who they brought to Washington with them. They brought the whole California contingent, and I know you feel the same way I do. I used to say, if you want to see what would happen to this country if it was run by Democrats, look at what's going on in California. And they must have heard me because they took them all with them. And look at what they're doing.
Right. But it just comes down to the fact that they believe that despite the track record that they're running. Now, I just had a discussion with someone about this last week, especially with California. You're talking about... They said, well, you know, blah, blah. I said, how do you like your weather tax? And they said, well, I'm not paying a tax on the weather. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. All the highest taxes in the nation you're paying for, are you getting the best schools or the best roads or low crime rates or, you know, we're dealing with the homelessness issue? What are you getting? Are you getting some good weather then? So that's what you're paying all your taxes for. If the weather here sucked, no one would live here. And now they're completely failing to recognize that the only thing that keeps people in California is the only thing that they haven't managed to figure out a way to screw up yet.
Why? Listen,
I mean,
I want you to think about something. They were working on a mileage tax here before Joey B. got elected. Now Joey B. gets elected, he puts butter cheeks in there, and what's the first thing he do? He's going for a mileage tax.
Right.
Are you people for real?
It's Javier Becerra. It's Javier Becerra on a national level.
Yeah.
It's all these clowns that came from California with all these great social engineering ideas that have been consistent failures. I mean, didn't we pass a homelessness tax here in Los Angeles County just like, what, a year and a half ago, 18 months ago?
Measure
M. And now we have the worst homelessness issue in the country. It's not like the money went to anything. I had a friend who worked with the LAPD Hope Unit, which deals specifically with homeless, you know, taking care of the homeless people. And they've now disbanded the Hope Unit after we've passed the tax that was supposed to pay for it because it was ineffective. They weren't able to get anything done. Driving across the 210 freeway today over to Glendale, there was several Caltrans trucks, and they were pulling mountains of debris off the roadsides. Bikes and tents and garbage and all sorts of stuff, and they were filling trucks full of it.
Yep.
Now you're so worried about global warming. How much truck debris are we hauling away from homeless camps every day? And those trucks aren't electrical; they're all running on big diesel stuff and gross polluters and all the rest of it. But that doesn't seem to bother the left. Yet if I was doing the same thing with a truck fleet to hauling tires or dirt, I would be looked down by the left, and they have no standard, they have no soul when it comes to anything. It is what's best for them at that moment, and forget anyone who has criticisms for it.
Oh yeah, no question about it. No, and you're right. I call them godless, soulless people because they're looking at you, they're lying to you, and they know they're lying to you, and they don't care because they're smarter than you. So whatever they tell you is for your best. You know, there's no reason for you to question it, right? And you're right to the point of the homeless stuff. You know, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that we could put you've got all these homeless people there. Where did that money go? We got these empty hotels that they're shipping people up from the border and putting in empty hotels here in Los Angeles and other big cities across the country. But we couldn't put our homeless in there. We couldn't get them the help that they needed. We can't put our vets in there. And they look at you with a straight face and tell you they're doing everything they could do. It's infuriating is what it is.
And again, that's a two-party problem. I mean, we all know what happened to mental health institutions under Reagan. That's not a question of factual. We set this up as Republicans without providing any type of alternative. So it's not like this is a single-party issue. The Democrats created it and the rest of it. But they certainly haven't really done anything to curtail it. They certainly have no ideas how to fix it. And now the ideas that they did have to fix it, including taxes and all the rest of it, have failed immensely. It has gotten worse.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so glad that I moved up to our town here in Santa Clarita because it's such a great area to live in. I moved from L.A. here because of the homelessness issue almost exclusively. But yet here we are in the city of Santa Clarita now talking about, well, what are we going to do all the homeless people? I got an idea. Is there a bus that goes to L.A.? See you later. Like, I mean, this isn't difficult. They want them down there. They want to protect their rights down there. Bye. See ya.
You know, but to your point earlier, though, when you were talking about they've already put the taxes in place, they're collecting that tax money, and it's kind of like, again, as is done over and over again here in California, Los Angeles County, the money never goes what it's supposed to go for. I did the numbers, I think 2 weeks ago, I did a show about the water issues in California and how much money since the late 70s, how much money has been thrown at this, but there has been no money thrown. There's been, I think it was $217 billion that's been collected in taxes, and it's been less than $100 million that's gone to anything. No new dams, no new roads to speak of, none of the stuff that they promised to give us. Where's the money?
Well, several years ago, a friend of ours, you and I, we went out and put out an initiative, a Language for a Ballot initiative that we began shopping, that would have taken money from high-speed rail. It would have capped the entire California aqueduct with solar. It would have put billions of dollars of desal plants along the coast. It would have taken away, and again, all it would have done is shut off high-speed rail, which is a worthless project, and put it towards something that could have actually been to work. And here we are, years later, we have all these drought issues. How many layers, Joe, I mean, you know the water issues here in California, how many layers of drought surcharges are we on now, 7 or 8?
Pretty much. Yeah, and he's calling for 15%, he wants you to cut back on 15% of your usage again. Because they refuse to do anything about, because they haven't done anything about this, just taking our money. Hey, we've got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Business Communication Network. Hang out with us because the next hour, one of our favorites, Andrea Kay, is going to join us. And, you know, I got to tell you something. With everything that's going on, she's down there in San Diego where her show originates, San Diego, California. And amazing. People are walking around the beaches. They're walking around in the streets down there, or were until recently. Nobody has dropped dead of COVID. It's just amazing. And again, not being the smartest guy in the room, I just don't always get what the big whoop is, but I know somebody who's a little smarter than I am here. Scott Hounsell joins me. He's a former campaign and public affairs consultant and editor at redstate.com. If you guys head over to redstate.com, they got a lot of great writers over there. Got a lot of great stories, and you can trust what they put up. You can't get you don't find that too many places, but you can trust what they're putting up. Scott, thanks for being with me.
Thank you again, Joe. Always a pleasure.
All right, so let's talk about that big bad COVID. It's like, you know, I feel like it's, what is it, Beetlejuice. If you say it too many times, it'll show up or something. But,
right.
You know, you look at everything that's going on with this, and some of the asinine things, like Governor Newsom coming out, what was it, 2 weeks ago on a Thursday. I just think this is hilarious. He has a press conference, and he says, because of the new strain, as of Sunday, everybody's going to have to be masked inside. I'm thinking to myself, is it on its way here? I mean, why Sunday? Right. Why not Saturday?
Right.
Why not 2 minutes after the press conference, right?
Right now. As of right now, me, I'm already word saying it. It's now affected. Like,
it's here. Get your masks on. Right. But, you know, he didn't even go down. This is so dangerous. So, by the way, I'm sending my kids to a summer camp here in California that doesn't require masks. But that's cool. They're okay. But
right.
Right? But the Delta variant will be here on Sunday. This is crazy.
Right. Right. Again, it's science for me, but not for thee. Because in reality, I support Gavin Newsom's children going to a camp not having to wear masks. I fully support that. What I don't support is their father ultimately enforcing a mandate upon everyone else while they live in their own little freedom bubble. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, bothers me to no end. And we've seen nothing but utter disdain for his own mandates the entire time. When has he ever followed them? Don't travel out of state. He goes and campaigns for Biden. Don't eat inside restaurants, and he goes and eats at the French Laundry. I mean, everything all the way down the line, this guy has been an absolute hypocrite. And it's this rules for thee but not for me aspect with the left.
Yeah, well, it's always been like that. I mean, again, you could always go all the way back to, you know, Pelosi going to get her haircut when nobody else was supposed to get their haircuts. Those places weren't supposed to be open. But look at, you know, these people, and you and I have talked about this. If you want to go get a vaccine, go get it. If that's what you want to get, I'm not going to stop you. You're an adult. You figure it out. You make it happen on your own. But at some point in time, you know, my joke has always been, if Fauci was your stockbroker, would he still be? All right, that's number one. So you look at what he has said all along. Now they're talking about a third shot, a pseudo-booster shot, but they don't really know if it's going to work with the Delta variant or anything else that comes through. And you're looking at a survival rate that with any other situation, the doctor probably would look at you and say, you know, I'd go without the shot. You don't need it. In any other scenario, right?
Right. Especially with the risks associated with not knowing what a third shot will do long term. Again, regardless, and Joe, this is coming from someone. I am fully vaccinated. I have had both shots of a Pfizer mRNA vaccine. I have had no issues with it. But again, I have gone from a position of encouraging people saying, yeah, you guys should probably get vaccinated, to absolutely telling people they absolutely should not. Because as long as the government holds a mandate and says, you know, everyone should get vaccinated, but it really doesn't matter if you get vaccinated because we're still going to put you in lockdown. We're still going to have mask mandates. You're going to have to face all the same rules as the unvaccinated. Why in the Sam hell would I get vaccinated then? So don't do it. I mean, I did it on the word of the government that if enough of us did it, 40% of the population did it, we wouldn't have to worry about it any longer. Well, we've got nearly 50% of the population in the United States has had at least one shot.
Right.
So at what point are we going to go, okay, we're all good, we can all go back to work, don't worry about it. COVID is going to be here as long as we all live. It's not going anywhere. We're not going to eradicate it. It's going to be like the flu. We're going to have seasonal times where it's really bad. We're going to have other times where it's not. But it's going to be here for as long as we all live. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
You know, I don't know how true this is, but I've been reading articles about the fact that there's still traces. And when I say traces, you know, you're talking about 350 million people. But there's still traces of the Hong Kong flu out there, the Russian flu, and so on. Flus that we've been through, massive flus that we've been through, or at least in my lifetime. And they're not taking anybody down. You know, they're just still there. There's strains of them still out there. And that's why you're right when you say COVID's going to be around for a long time. Yeah, COVID in its purest form, well, there'll always be traces of it around. And to the point of, you know, herd immunity, that's what this truly is all about. The other asinine thing is that, you know, you had Newsom come out and say, we don't adhere to the CDC. I don't believe in everything the CDC tells us. I'm thinking, who are you listening to then? Who are you talking to?
Where are you getting your numbers, bro? You know, probably from his hair gel dealer. But, I mean, he just does not – again, this has never been about facts. It's never been about science. I was at my parents' house just a few hours ago helping them with some stuff, and they were watching the news. And this lady came on and was talking about how dangerous the COVID virus was going to be for our children, and we had to stay out of schools this – this fall. And even if we did go back, they need to be fully vaccinated, or they need to be masked, or both, and all this other stuff. As of June 1st, I haven't gotten the updated numbers, but as of June 1st, 286 children under the age of 18 have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic, out of 640,000 people that have died. 286. Yet we were literally keeping abuse, and this is what it comes down to. It's literal abuse of our children.
Yeah.
Telling children who are naturally social, who are naturally curious, who want to spend time with their friends, who want to learn in person, who want to be able to experience the science class where they dissect a frog, and they're not doing it virtually on some computer. They want to experience this stuff. This is what makes our children well-balanced and understand social cues and all the rest of it. And we're denying them of that. It would be no different if I locked my 5-year-old or my 10-year-old or my 12-year-old in their room for 6 months. I would be arrested for child abuse. The government doesn't, and it's okay.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, again, with the numbers you were talking about. And you go back, and I stopped doing this because it's not that nobody's listening. It doesn't really do any good. And I started taking the regular seasonal flu numbers and comparing them to COVID numbers and, you know, over the years. And you can see the mass hysteria around this. You know what I'm saying? And even with the kids. We were on track, and again, don't hold me to these numbers, but I know that they're close. We were on track every year. The seasonal flu killed more and more and more people, and just before COVID hit, we were on track to break. I think it was 110,000 people would die from the seasonal flu. Now, you never heard a whole bunch of hoopla around that. You know, it's going to be a bad flu season. Make sure you get your shot. It wasn't mandated, you know, the whole nine yards. And then all of a sudden, the next year when COVID took over, they barely had 30,000 people die of the seasonal flu, and a boatload of people die from COVID. Gee, I wonder why that was.
It's that they don't. There's no actual defined way of saying how something is counted as COVID.
Right.
It varies from jurisdiction. It varies from state to state. It varies from hospital to hospital. There's no federally mandated definition of what a COVID death is.
Right.
So, for instance, when my grandmother, who was 95 years old, passed away in December, we were obviously very sad, but one of the first things they said to us was, she has COVID. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. My grandmother, who had a double lung surgery because of smoking for several years, and it was 95 years old, was on her way out anyway. And it, as sad as it was, or any of the rest of it, they tried to have us say that it was a COVID death. But the point was, she had no COVID symptoms. She had already, like I said, she'd already been on her downward slope. Her mother passed away at 95, but that didn't matter to the hospital. They wanted to put down that. And reason simply is this: they're fully reimbursed by the federal government for COVID.
Yep.
They are not fully reimbursed by the insurance companies for other stuff. So it's a real big problem.
No, it is. And again, to what we were saying earlier, there's got to be a way for us to push back. There's got to be a way for us to fight back. And I keep telling parents in school districts that I'm affiliated with, you need to get noisy. You need to get vocal. You need to get not physical, but up in people's faces, the elected officials especially, and let them know where you're at and what you feel. You are a large voting block. You need to use that to your advantage. Yeah.
Right. And that's the big thing here is that people, one thing that I've been extremely disappointed with is how many people that I've known that have been, big conservative supporters and the rest of it, have willy-nilly bowed to the unconstitutional unsupported mandates by the government that, well, I'm just going to wear a mask to be cooperative. Well, what if the mask isn't necessary? What if it doesn't have any effect? Why would you do that just because I don't want to be argumentative? Well, what if they come for your guns? I mean, you're not going to be argumentative there.
I'm going to be argumentative then, buddy.
right. And the point is that we I want people to realize, like, we are all on the same team here.
All right. Scott, we're out of time. Been a pleasure having you on. Tell people they can get your writings and more.
Redstate.com and Twitter at Houndsizzle.
Perfect. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Andrea Kay is going to join me. We'll be back in just a little bit.